Welcome back, my friends, to Nancy's Morning Meditations. Today we are going to read from Jesus Calling, written by Sarah Young. These are some great devotions to strengthen your faith in Jesus. If you enjoy this devotion, I hope you leave a comment below or contact me through my website, nancyjoytoyou.com. That's N-A-N-C-Y-J-O-Y, the number 2, the letter U.com. You can also order your own copy of Jesus Calling simply by going to JesusCalling.com. Welcome to Jesus Calling for March 1st. When you're anxious, come to me. Let's look at Philippians 4, 6 and Isaiah 26, verse 3. Philippians 4, I love this chapter. I'm going to start at verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Isaiah 26, verse 3, you will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock eternal. When something in your life or thoughts makes you anxious, come to me and talk about it. Bring me your prayer and petition with thanksgiving, saying, thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity to trust you more. I like that. It doesn't say come to him all boo-hoo, right? It says make your prayer and petition with thanksgiving, saying, thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity to trust you more. What a great way to look at that, right? Though the lessons of trust that I send to you come wrapped in difficulties, the benefits far outweigh the cost. Well-developed trust will bring you many blessings, not the least of which is my peace. I have promised to keep you in perfect peace to the extent that you trust in me. The world has it backwards, teaching that peace is the result of having enough money, possessions, insurance, and security systems. Isn't that the truth? My peace, however, is such an all-encompassing gift that it is independent of all circumstances. Though you lose everything else, if you gain my peace, you are rich indeed. That's a really good one. I know a lot of people going through a lot of things who need some peace today. And he gives not as the world gives, but his peace is perfect. We have to keep our minds set on him and not look at all the circumstances around us and all the swirling and whirling and everything. And this world kind of just seemed to be going crazy, right? I mean, with the wars and just, you know, stock market and everything up and down and just all kinds of crazy stuff. But guess what? He knows. He's got the whole world in his hands, right? And he's going to give us peace because he is holding us and he can give you peace even in the midst of all this. And the world is never going to be a peaceful place. I mean, I pray for peace for the world. I pray for wars to end, but you know what? It's not going to happen. Things are actually only going to get worse as time goes on. But my heart can have peace because I am looking to him for peace. I hope today you let him just fill you with the peace that passes all understanding. It's a really different kind of peace, my friend, a peace you're not going to get through drugs or drinking or anything else. His peace is the best. May that fill you up today. Have a peaceful day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. Welcome to Jesus Calling for March 12th. Waiting, trusting, and hoping. I love it. Let's look at John 14, verse 1 and Psalm 27, verse 14. John 14, verse 1, the chapter title is Jesus Comforts His Disciples. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. Psalm 27, 14. I'm going to back up to 13. Bonus verse. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. And I love it right here on the side. I have, this is way back in 1998. When earthly life is depressing, remember heaven awaits to live forever. And isn't that true? The best is yet to come. So let's not worry and let's just trust. Waiting, trusting, and hoping are intricately connected, like golden strands interwoven to form a strong chain. Trusting is the central strand because it is the response from my children that I desire most. Waiting and hoping embellish the central strand and strengthen the chain that connects you to me. Waiting for me to work with your eyes on me is evidence that you really do trust me. If you mouth the words, "I trust you," while anxiously trying to make things go your way, your words ring hollow. Hoping is future-directed, connecting you to your inheritance in heaven. However, the benefits of hope fall fully on you in the present. Because you are mine, you don't just pass time in your waiting. You can wait expectantly in hopeful trust. Keep your antenna out to pick up even the faintest glimmer of my presence. I love that. Have your antenna out, right? We have to have our little Jesus antenna. That's right, Mandy. So we can always kind of feel his presence. There's so many great things in there. I'm going to go back up to trusting is a central strand because it is a response from my children that I desire the most. Isn't that great? Jesus desires that we trust him. And if we trust him, then anything is possible. And he can lead us and comfort us and everything. But like she was just saying, if you say, "Oh, Jesus, I trust you," but then you're very anxious and worrying and running all around and fretting, you're not really trusting. Trusting is like Mandy right here. She's trusting I'm going to hold her up. She's trusting I've got her head. She knows I'm going to scratch her ears. She trusts that I'm going to take good care of her. And she is relaxed. So I hope today you can be just as relaxed as Mandy. Because when you really trust God, you will be relaxed. So I like those kind of three strands all together. That's a really good example. So let's have that center strand being trust, and that we are just going to trust him today no matter what. Hope you have a great day trusting and relaxing like Mandy. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. Welcome back, my friends, to Jesus Calling for March 13th. Learn to live above your circumstances. I love it. Let's look at John 16:33 and John 16:22. John 16:33, I love this verse. Jesus says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." Isn't that a comforting verse? John 16:22 says, "So with you now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy." Learn to live above your circumstances. This requires focused time with me, the one who overcame the world. Trouble and distress are woven into the very fabric of this perishing world. Only my life in you can empower you to face this endless flow of problems with good cheer. As you sit quietly in my presence, I shine peace into your troubled mind and heart. Little by little, you are freed from earthly shackles and lifted up above your circumstances. You gain my perspective on your life, enabling you to distinguish between what is important and what is not. Rest in my presence, receiving joy that no one can take away from you. I'm going to go back and read this one line. As you sit quietly in my presence, I shine peace into your troubled mind and heart. Little by little, you are freed from the earthly shackles and lifted up above your circumstances. I like it how he promises he's going to shine peace on us. And also, little by little, we're going to be relieved of this. He's not going to come in and just swoop it all away. But little by little, things will get better when we're praying to him and following along with him. And then I just love that verse. In this world, you will have trouble. It does not say you might have trouble. Maybe you'll have trouble Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or maybe you'll have trouble for a couple years and then not. He simply says, in this world, you will have trouble. So we shouldn't be surprised when it comes, because we know that it's coming because he said it was. But then he says, take heart, because I have overcome the world. So there is nothing in this world, my friends, that can affect you without it going through his hands first. He knows what all the trouble is that's coming our way. And he also knows what's going to be coming to us in the future. And he's going to be right there beside us. And we need to take heart, because he has overcome the world. In the end, we know this world will pass away. We know if we believe, we go to heaven. And so in the end, nothing of these troubles of this world is really going to matter. So hope today that even though trouble is painful, and I have cried many tears in my life, and I've had some hard times, but I always just remember, you know what? It's okay. This is going to pass. And then one day soon, I'm going to be in heaven with him, and we're not going to remember any of these troubles down here. So let's all take heart today, because he has overcome the world. So rejoice in that, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. If you've enjoyed today's devotional, I hope you leave me a comment at nancyjoytoyou.com. That's NancyJoy, the number 2, the letter U.com. I hope you have a blessed day, realizing that Jesus is calling you.